Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
So during the millennium, the Satan will be put in the bottomless pit. And you know what? Something miraculous will happen on the earth. There will be no more death. There will be no more earthquake. There will be no more... What happened? The spirit that is behind it, like I was teaching you last week, has been put. That's why. Look at Isaiah 11. I don't know how many of you know your Bibles without really... That's why you need to know your Bible. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to know your Bible. Oh. All right. Look at verses 4 to 10. He's talking about the Messiah prophetically. Again, this is an example of the prophetic ministry of the Old Testament. This was thousands of years before Jesus was even born. He's now talking about when Jesus comes and then even the millennial reign. That's the power. That's why the Old Testament prophets were foretelling, and we New Testament prophets, most of our own is forthtelling, immediate future. Now, he says, but with righteousness, I didn't hear you, shall he judge the poor, and he will reprove with equity the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, he shall stay wicked. He's talking about when Jesus comes back and he kills the Antichrist, you know, and puts them in hell, and Satan and the false prophet. And then he says, and righteousness, I didn't hear you, shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness, the girdle of his reins, talking about his heart. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. If you put a wolf and a lamb together now, the wolf will eat it. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child. Can you imagine a little child, a five-year-old going to meet a lion and reading it? You know why? The sin nature. The thing that caused the distortion in creation has been removed. I don't know if you're getting it. The cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. Watch this. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The lion will not have to start killing other animals. That's not the way God did it at first. You see, everything we see now is a distortion of what God did. And the person that is behind the distortion is Lucifer. It's the devil. So during this time, once he's put in the bottomless pit, all these conditions or something. Now, the suckling child shall play on the hole of an asp. That's a snake. The winged child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. Can you believe that? This was going to happen in the millennium when the devil would have been bound. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge. Notice not the glory, or the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, watch this, folks. You see, what's going to happen is this. Now, the Bible, honey, the hallelujah is going to go up now. Are you following me? Well, that's millennium. Yes, when Satan is bound. But you see, when the manifestation of sons of God come, and we now begin to rain righteousness upon the earth through prayer and intercession, we will simulate. That's a computer expression. We will simulate the same conditions. The Bible says we will taste of the powers of the age to come. Yes, the devil is not in the bottomless pit, but in your sphere of influence, in the area where we are operating, we bind him. We're binding him morning, afternoon, and night. Binding. So it's as if he's not there. So these conditions will now come upon the earth. Do you get it? And the men, you see, during the millennial reign, because the devil is not there, you know, you find that men will be doing righteousness. Not because some of them want to do righteousness, but you know, because some of them still have a free will. But there will be the intensity of righteousness that will be in the air will be so strong, it will be almost impossible to do wrong. That is what reigning righteousness will produce now. We don't have to wait for the millennium. We can taste of the powers of the age to come and bring it here. Closing. How? Three things. The blood, the word, and the spirit. It's always that. Amen? But let me show it to you in the rain form. Because you see, it comes from the head. Those in leadership must be men and women that are rooted and grounded in love. That's why that efficient prayer is so important. It's actually a roadmap. The bottom of the map is the fullness of God. But the top of it is Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That you become rooted and grounded in love. That you be able to comprehend with all saints. In other words, you're going to be compassionate. You're going to be understanding. When a saint doesn't know certain things, that's not going to disturb you. That you will know the love of Christ, which is greater than the knowledge that they don't have. Then, and only then, Pastor Andrew, can they be filled with all the latter and the former rain. So it is from that leadership. Because when they see people sin, you know what they're going to do? Remit it. When they see people sin, just remit it. If you see your brother sin, you say, ask life for them. You remit the sin. You know, whoever sins, you remit. You know, they will be doing that so many times during the day that nothing will block the rain. Because the rain will be coming. How good and pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together? It is like the ointment. It's going to be coming from the top. And the people in the top are going to make sure that even the infirmities and the sins of the people below them will not disturb the rain. Am I talking to anybody here? The blood of Jesus. We're going to keep applying it to remit the sins of the people under us and in our sphere of influence. Then number two, the word. That is going to bring the life of God. You partakers of the divine nature, you know, through the exceeding great and precious promises. If any man sees, brother, sin, that I thank God that scripture is in the Bible. It was John who recorded it, and he learned it from Jesus. If you see, say, ask life for them. But you know, life cannot flow if you haven't cleaned with the blood. That's why the way the spiritual drip irrigation system works. From the leadership is that when they see people sin, they remit their sin. Then they now ask life. That's that rain now comes down. Then the third one, praying in the spirit. They're praying in the spirit constantly. So Ephesians 6:18, they put on the whole armor of God, praying all with all prayer and supplication. Listen to this, for all saints. Everybody scream it. For a few saints. For the good saints, for the weak saints, for the bad saints. Can you see what God is planning? When we pray, that's the beauty of praying in tongues. That's why God took the control over from us to Him. See, if you don't like somebody, or you think somebody has done something and they don't deserve it, you will not pray for them, but God will pray for them. The Holy Ghost will pray for them through you. That's why a lot of people don't like praying in tongues, because they don't know what God is doing. So they want to try and control it. God will not allow you to control it. You are not developed enough. So, you see, whenever you are praying in the Spirit, it is Jesus, watch this, praying through you, in you, and for you. I'm going to repeat that. It's Jesus praying through you, in you, and for you, and other saints, not you alone. Praying in the Spirit can never be a selfish prayer. Prayer for all saints. Jude 1:20 says, keep yourself in the love of God. Pray. Build yourself up on your own soul, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves, plural, in the love of God. So that's how the rain comes. It comes from a mature leadership symbolized by Aaron's beard. that have become rooted and grounded in love, that comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height of the body of Christ, that know the love of Christ, which is greater than knowledge, that causes them now to remit the sins of the people under them, ask life for them, and pray for them in tongues, and it will now come from Jesus through them to the body. That rain will come down. The latter and the former rain together, because of the intensity of the rain, even the things that in the heart that previously were not okay, that rain will now begin to produce fruit and cause them to overcome it. Then go back to Hosea 6, 10, 12, and I close. And he says, let me go there. I was trying to do it from my head, but let me quickly go there. And Paul was allowed three closings. I'm going to take only one. Amen. Hosea. It's chapter 10, verse 12. That's where I started. And that's where I'm going to end. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. How do you do that? Right standing. Cleanse their sin. That's how you sow. You're trying to put something into their ground. They've done something wrong. Then you remit their sin. Reap in mercy. You're showing mercy to them. You're giving eternal life. Break up your fallow ground. That ground that has been uncultivated will now break up. It is time, after 2 days, to seek the Lord till he come. And he will come and now rain righteousness on us. So by look at the steps. We sow in righteousness by cleansing their sins. We show mercy to them. We reap in mercy. We break up the fallow ground through intercession. That's what intercession does. That's what, particularly supplication, it breaks up the uncultivated ground. My little children, of whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. And then we now begin to rain righteousness onto their hearts. And the people who hadn't brought fruit for years will start bringing forth fruit. And then we're going to have a church, no spot, no blemish, no wrinkle. All those that are under that perfect leadership, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I don't know if I've helped anybody. Glory be to God. You know, I told you we're entering advanced level. See, it's advanced level now. Amen. The more you are entrusted with leadership, the more rooted and grounded in love you have to be. You have to be like, you see, somebody committed a terrible sin in the days of Kenneth Hagin, some pastor or minister. So people wanted to excommunicate him and, you know, get rid of him and everything. Jesus appeared in the vision, you know, and he said to him, yes, it's true, he did it. He said, but he's my son. He said, what will you do if he's your own son? Will you kill him? He said, he's changed, he wants to get better, help him. He's my son. That's how he thinks. All of us here have children, not all of us, but we have children, people who are like children to us. If your child even does something really terrible, what are you going to do? Kill him or look for a way of helping him? All of us, we look for a way of helping the child. All Christians are God's children. Love them like God loves them. I got a song. We haven't sung it for quite a while. God put it in my heart. I bow my knee before your throne. I know my life is not my own. I offer up the song of praise to bring you pleasure, Lord. I seek the giver. I seek the giver, not the gift. My heart's desire is to lift you high above all earthly. pleasure, Lord.
Doing your pleasure, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I sing hallelujah to you, Lord.
To him.
Is to lift you up.
To break that fallow ground. God wants cultivated plants in your heart of the fruit of the Spirit. One row for love, one row for joy, one row for peace, one row for long suffering, one row for gentleness, one row for goodness, one row for faithfulness, one row for meekness. One row for patience. So it doesn't matter which fruit they want, it's there. And you're going to get the best drip irrigation system in the world. He is going to water that ground. And you're going to bring forth fruit. I know you brought forth some fruit, some of you. But you're going to bring much more fruit. Not this one that is just, you know, scattered all over the place, you know. The ground is just, you know, sometimes you see a little bit of cassava here, you see a little bit. No, it's going to be properly cultured. Properly cultivated. Raise that hand. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word this afternoon. Putting me into understanding that at this time, in this third day, you are raining righteousness upon your church that will break up our fallow ground, that will cause us to bring forth fruit in righteousness. My God and my Father, have mercy on me. I receive your blood to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, your life and your power in sufficient measure. Oh Lord, enlighten my understanding. Help me, Lord, to fulfill your word, to sow to myself in righteousness, to reap in mercy, to break up my fallow ground, to receive this rain of your life and your power upon my heart, so I will bring forth fruit in righteousness. Oh God, oh God, have mercy on me. Help me, help me, help me to show love to others as you have shown love to me, to forgive as you forgive me, to be patient as you are patient with me, to be forbearing as you've been forbearing with me. Help me to do that to all those I am connected with, so that when I see them and see them do wrong, I will remit their sin. I'll ask life for them. I'll rain righteousness upon them to break up their fallow ground and cause them to bring forth fruit unto righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Mercy, Father. Father, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord Holy Ghost, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your power. In our souls, in our bodies, in our circumstances, in our regional heavenly, in Jesus' name. In case you were not here earlier during the Bible study, maybe you just joined the service, maybe you're online or you came in, and you need healing for your body. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The healing power is in the air. It's inside the word of God. The word of God is spirit and it is life that we have spoken now. So I just like you, stretch forth your hands. If you need deliverance from your mind, put your hand on your forehead. Father, we come against spirits of infirmity. We cast you out. We destroy your works. Resist and we bind you in Jesus' name. Spirits of oppression, we cast you out, destroy your works, and bind you in Jesus' name. We say, be thou made whole and be thou delivered in Jesus' name. Just say, I receive my healing and I receive my deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to say a quick word. This kind, cometh out not except by prayer and fasting. Dearly beloved, instead of fasting for things, now we need to put the knife on our throats and fast for fruits. We need to break the yokes that have hitherto have been on us for years. Sins and weights that have so been easily besetting us for years. Because the reign of righteousness has come. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's time to put knives to our throats and pray with fasting to cast out. You know something the Lord was just telling us coming? He said, the deaf and dumb spirit. You know what that deaf and dumb spirit means? Physically deaf and dumb. But it means the person has no reality of what's going on. Spiritually the person is dumb, spirit deaf and blind. So it's time for us to be sensitive to know what's like the sons of Issachar, to understand the times and the seasons. So, don't only fast for things, let's fast for fruits and growths, breaking yokes. And you see, the scripture says, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it doesn't stop there. It says then, all other things shall be added. Perhaps the reason why all those other things haven't been added is because we're not seeking first the kingdom of God.
Incidentally, I forgot to announce this. I was going to announce it. You know, the end of this month is October, end of September, and then we're going to October. So I want to announce it ahead of time. We're going to have a three-day fast in the last, it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then our Independence Day, I think, is on Friday. So we'll do fast, full total fast, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then we'll fast on Thursday, you can break in the evening. Then on Friday, we'll all come together as we normally do to pray for Nigeria with fasting. And then after the prayer, we can break the fast. So let's begin to work towards that. And like Mommy, I said, between now and then, the Tuesdays fasting, you know, make sure you fast on Tuesdays, you know, pray. And as God leads you, ask God in your own particular situation. He may ask you to do some extra fasting and prayer. Maybe there are things in your life, in your children, your grandchildren that you need to deal with. You know, remember I said we are entered A-level now. I didn't hear amen. We need to seek God. Seek God. It is time to seek the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live, you will not die. Yes, you will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection of the fullness of Christ. So Lord, impart on you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, Joshua, Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn over and say, you break up your fallow ground. You receive the rain of righteousness and bring forth much fruit. And all other things are added unto you, and you have no broken bones. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.